They ought to make the day the time changes, the first day of summer.
What?
Well, it's 8 o'clock and it's still light.
A lot of good the extra daylight does us. Now, we've still got a 3-hour drive back. We're not going to be home until after midnight.
Well, if it really bugged you, Johnny, you wouldn't do it.
You think I want to blow Sunday on a scene like this? You know, I figure we're either going to have to move Mother out here or move the grave into Pittsburgh.
She can't make a trip like this.
Oh, I don't know that she can't. Is there any of that candy left?
No.
Look at this thing. We still remember. I don't. You know, I don't even remember what the man looks like.
Johnny, it takes you 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes to put the wreath on the grave and 6 hours to drive back and forth. Mm-hmm. Mother wants to remember, so we trot 200 miles into the country and she stays at home.
Well, we're here, John, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on the air after an interruption due to technical problems.
Nothing wrong with the radio. Must have been the station.
Which row is it in?
Okay, I already lost an hour's sleep on the time change.
I think you complain just to hear yourself talk. There it is.
I wonder what happened to the one from last year. Each year we spend good money on these things. We come out here and the one from last year's gone.
Well, the flowers die and the caretaker or somebody takes them away.
Yeah, a little spit and polish, you can clean this up. Sell it next year. Wonder how many times we bought the same one. Come on, Barb. Church was this morning, huh? Hey, I mean praying's for church, huh? Come on.
I haven't seen you in church lately.
Well... not much sense in my going to church. Do you remember one time when we were small, we were out here? It was from right over there. I jumped out at you from behind the tree, and Grandpa got all excited, and he shook his fist at me, and he said, "Boy, you be damned to hell!" Remember that? Right over there. Well, you used to really be scared here.
Johnny!
You're still afraid.
Stop it now, I mean it.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Interview with the Zombie. Coverage of the 2006 Louisville Zombie Attack. This episode of Destructomundo.
It's on, it's on. There's no sound. Play with the rabbit ears.
Reports, incredible as they seem, are not the results of mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. Now they think we're imagining all this.
Destructomundo.
Witnesses to the effect of people who acted as though they were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims prompted authorities to examine the bodies of some of the victims. Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating flesh. Repeating this latest development just this morning from Cumberland, Maryland, where civil defense authorities are holding further victims.
We're live at the end of the world. So I have one question for you. Runner or shambler?
Runners are far scarier than shamblers, but traditionally shamblers.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of people I think can run here.
No, not a lot, especially the average weight class. I think that runners is probably, but runners are far scarier. However, shamblers is probably going to be the theme of the evening.
A lot of zombies are the overeating type.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Too many brains, too much flesh, not enough, cardio, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot of cardio as a zombie, I suppose. Indeed. Yeah, how many people do you think are showing up tonight?
Well, it looks like we already got about 50, and we've still got about a half hour to go. A lot of people show up right before, and I already know of at least 20 more people. We're looking at maybe even 200. It's lightning. No, I'm sorry, that's pictures. It's a little cloudy, so I'm hoping it doesn't rain, but we're looking at maybe 200, and then at the after party, God knows. I mean, it may top 400.
Well, after the victims and such, so yeah. That's the thing about zombies. They propagate well.
We try, hey, you know, we're known for our long lastingness, if you know what I mean.
a lot of blood going around. I can see out there.
Yeah, a lot of blood. I guess that's kind of the theme of zombie stuff going on. It's a lot of blood, and that's makes it funner.
Funner.
Yeah, more fun, funner, funnest. I don't know. It's shaping up to be cool.
They're rolling out of the alleys right now as we speak. It's getting a little hairball.
Kind of what they do.
It's one of the living. I've got a little bit of. Trepidations about hanging around in a parking lot full of zombies, but you know, hey, what can you do, right? Hey, so tonight's question: are you a runner or shambler?
I'm a shambler.
Yeah, I'm a shambler too. I'm not even a zombie, but if I become one, you can bet on shambling. That's for sure.
So much easier, you know. I mean, running takes so much effort, and your brains move through you so quickly. It's just like all your calories are gone.
So it's brains, not entrails.
I prefer brains. They're softer, easier, you know.
Easier on the digestive system.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that's got to be easier.
It's like,
well, sure.
It's a lot more gray and nasty, and yeah, there's not so much blood, but yeah, it's kind of gross.
It's awesome. Yes, brains. Souffle brains. Oh, yeah.
Souffled even. Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, very good. Right on. One of the living. He plans on staying alive. We're Shaun of the Dead right here next to me.
Well, I think after all this, I think the best thing to do is go up to the Winchester, have a pint, and wait for this all to blow over.
Right on. That's my plan. I don't plan on getting eaten tonight at all. But, yeah, I've heard several people are talking. So it's brains versus entrails tonight. What do you think?
Well, I think the best thing to do is destroy the brain or remove the head. So I'm going for brains.
Right on. You see, that works even for the people that are out there taking care of the problem.
Feeding or fighting?
That's right.
Whether feeding or fighting, go for the brain.
Quite a turnout. Supposedly more than 200 people are showing up tonight. 200 zombies. You sure you're going to be able to handle 200 of the living dead?
Well, I've got my cricket bat, and it never runs out of ammo, so...
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
Thank you.
So, brains or entrails?
Entrails.
Runner or shambler?
Runner.
Oh, it's our first runner of the evening. Okay. Yeah, everybody else is shambling. Well,
as soon as I turn, I will be.
Oh. I don't know about the running zombies. So there's not a whole lot of immobilization that goes on because of, like, the death?
No.
That's a good point. We got to watch out for that. It's starting to rain out here, folks. I don't know what that's going to do to everybody's makeup. No, it's not raining blood yet. So, I mean, like, if this truly would be the apocalypse, do you think it would all come down at once, four horsemen and everything?
Probably not.
You don't think it'd be the big show? Like,
you wake up one day and holy shit, it's all here?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's easier to handle that way.
I would think it would be.
Like, then, you know, like, you know you don't need to worry about going to work.
Right, it's blood from the sky. Yeah, I don't think I have to show up when
yeah,
it's blood from
full
the sky.
On, it's full on.
They give you like an automatic sick day.
That's
on
when
those.
You can break out the leather pants and the motorcycle boots and shave your head and yeah, all that. The regular guys can just go, fuck yeah, I can do it now.
Absolutely.
Grab your shotgun and your crowbar, get in the car, and just go for it.
It's all shotguns and crowbars when the blood starts raining from the sky.
Exactly. Yeah, sure, that's what you hope for.
Well, yeah.
Then you get that, like, well, maybe this is it, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a dress rehearsal for the end of the world.
How does nuclear war fit into all of this? Because that's the way we thought it was going to go down, but...
But, yeah, it'll probably be something pretty small. We'll get one of those minor apocalypse. Second-rate apocalypse.
Doesn't take out everyone. That's totally weak. I don't think I can handle it into the world like that. No. Because you know you're going to get a phone call the next day. If you get a phone call during the apocalypse, it ain't the apocalypse.
We're waiting for you at work.
If you can watch it on television, it ain't going on.
You were supposed to be at work today. Are you okay? No, I'm not okay.
Yeah, I'm not coming in today.
There's zombies all outside my apartment.
Well, everybody's calling in. Who's going to cover for you?
Yeah, sure. They're all fighting zombies. I'm not going to work. They're zombies.
But then it's the minor apocalypse, and you still get a check, and it doesn't have those days you miss because of the apocalypse, yeah. And you're totally sketching because you can't afford your cell phone payment. That's the weakest way to go out.
From the day you took off for the zombie outbreak, you don't get compensated for the zombie outbreak.
No, because it didn't actually end the world. The corporate...
Yeah, yeah, that's not covered. We don't cover zombie outbreaks. You're supposed to show up on those days.
unless it kills everyone.
I know the assholes I work for would be like that. They totally would not give me a day off for a zombie outbreak.
Well, maybe we'll let you go an hour early.
Yeah.
Into the fighting throngs on the street.
Storm, you can go home early. Really, thanks. I don't have to die on the way home? How nice.
Yeah, I can get under a bridge or something on the way. I'll be okay.
I can hide out in the mall.
Uh-oh. How do you plan on surviving this, sir? Hey.
How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. How you doing there, Destructomundo?
Good. We've been asking the two final questions. Runner or shambler, brains or entrails? Got a lot of brains.
I like the runners, and I think the entrails are better.
I don't like the running zombies. They kind of screw it for me because I'm not running. I'm a higher mammal. I don't run.
Well, I'm a big fan of the 28 Days Later zombies.
I am too, but they're not really zombies.
Well, no, they're like disease-ridden people.
Right. But yeah, the running zombie sort of screws it for me. I'm a little past my prime, and running ain't exactly in my repertoire any longer. Hasn't been for a while, by the way, either. So yeah, I'll be a hiding survivor rather than a, I'm faster than you. Oh yeah, so tonight's question is it runner or shambler?
Shambler.
Yeah, I'm down with the shambling too. I hear you. So brains or entrails?
Brains.
Yeah, brains. There hadn't been a lot of flesh eaters tonight. You wonder why that might be happening. I don't know. I figured there'd be a lot more flesh eaters tonight than brain eaters, but everybody says
so.
It's a dietary decision.
It's a dietary need.
I gotcha. It slows the pain. Is that what it goes?
That's what it is.
Very good. We've all been sort of worried. There's a lot of cemeteries in the area, and we're sort of surrounded.
It's where Kentucky goes to die.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. In the 4-block radius from us, there's probably 5 cemeteries. We're in
2 of the biggest, even.
Yeah. And Colonel Sanders is there, so we're going to look for a chicken eater tonight. Hopefully.
Somebody should have came as Colonel Sanders. That'd have been awesome.
That, you know, if there isn't a Colonel Sanders here tonight, then I'm going to be, yeah.
He didn't want to play with the others.
It's a little early for Christmas. I'm standing next to the Santa zombie.
I just crawled out of the grave, as you may be able to tell. And I'm not actually Santa. I just got hired to ring this bell and collect money and
aha.
Some radical anti-Salvation Army nut took me down.
So, brains or entrails?
Definitely brains.
Everybody's into the brains. What's with the brains?
You gotta have it. It makes you a little bit more smarter, and this is Kentucky, so.
You are what you eat?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I'm smart as I don't know what.
Very nice. So, you're gonna run or shamble?
Shamble.
I'm not really big on the running zombies. Only a couple of people have said they're going to run tonight. I don't know what the deal is.
No, you got to shamble. It makes it more, at all more fun. If the person, you know, trips and falls, you know, what's the good of running? Just stake over to them.
Right. Eventually you're going to catch them. They're going to get tired. They're going to let their guard down.
Exactly. Somebody's going to, you know, fall, trip, whatever, scrape a knee.
How you doing? James from Destructomundo is a member of Zombie Squad. We actually have somebody here that can help.
I try to represent. We've got 2 or 3 other members of Zombie Squad here in the Louisville region. We figured since Return of the Living Dead, we better have a strong presence here in case it ever does actually occur. We try to teach preparedness. We figure if you can be prepared for the zombocalypse, then you can be prepared for pretty much anything.
The zombocalypse, I love that.
That is what it's called when the dead return to the, attack the living.
So there's a lot of shamblers tonight, not so many runners. What do you think that's going to do for stack?
Shamblers are a plus for me because I'm good at headshots, but the running guys, they bob back and forth, and it's kind of hard to do a headshot. That's why you have to use the laser light just to kind of illuminate them. So slower the better for me, but the fast guys, you know, it's not like they're going to wear themselves out.
Yeah, I'm not much for the running either.
No, I prefer the slower guys.
Yeah, yeah, I'm much for that, but
if,
I don't know.
If I have my choice of zombocalypse, I prefer the slow guys.
Oh, absolutely. At any rate, they can't, like, run down, you know.
No, it's pretty much like the game. You can just walk over and, you know, just screw with them and push them over.
You just push them out of the way while you're walking quickly from place to place. Absolutely.
Plus, with the price of gas, you figure you hook up two or three shamblers to a chariot, hang some brains on a stick. You don't have to worry about the $3.50 a gallon.
Again, we've been asking. A lot more brain eaters tonight than entrails eaters.
Yeah, well, brains apparently higher in protein. Zombies are worried about the Atkins diet this year. So, you know, they go with what they got.
Very good. Look
at them. I mean, a lot of them look trim and slim this year, you know. They're losing all their intestines. You know, they're worried about their muscle tone.
So it's a dietary choice.
Yeah, they're worried about their muscle tone. You know, they've been, you know, atrophy sets in. They have to eat their protein.
So even the newly dead are worried about how they look. It's a very narcissistic society we
Plus,
live in.
Plus, the ones I really truly feel sorry for are the vegetarian zombies.
Oh, yeah. What do you do with that? I mean, I know there's some former vegans here tonight. Do you think they feel bad?
The vegans? Well, there's probably a lot of them here, so I'm not going to say how I truly feel about vegans. But, you know, I didn't claw my way to the top of the food chain to eat, you know, tofu.
Eat a steak.
Yeah. But don't worry, they get to attack me tonight, so I'm not too worried about it.
So you think you're covered for at least half an hour or so?
Oh, I'll be good for about a half hour, and then after that, I'll probably just be chewed and gnawed and pretty much turned into beef jerky.
So you're pretty well-armed zombie after that.
Yeah, pretty much. If they can figure out how to work the controls, that'd be good.
Sure. I mean, if your hand's on the trigger, it wouldn't take a leap of too much thought to figure out that you can pull it to make a lot of noise.
Bub did it in Day of the Dead. There you go. So, although everybody thinks that Bub was the smartest zombie, and I disagree. I think the very first Romero zombie you see is actually the smartest zombie. He actually figures out that the girl in the car, he tries the car handle, can't get her to that side, goes around the car, tries the other door, realizes he can't get in, picks up a rock, uses it to bash the window in as a tool, and then he showed problem-solving skills.
Ah.
Bub didn't even show problem-solving skills.
Well, that's a good point. You make a, yeah. I mean, and the guys that picked up, like, the pieces of wood and tried to get
exactly.
over the wall.
So even then,
but Bud did show association with certain things, and that is technically problem solving. I mean, he showed associations with.
He recognized what the tools were and
right.
used them for their actual purpose.
Right.
All the other zombies just improvised.
Right. So I mean, I think that Bubs was by definition a problem solver and even a higher level thinker than, because he uses problem solving because he needed food, whereas Bubs used it. I mean, granted, he's getting rewards, but Bubs used it just for the problem solving by itself. So I think that Bubs. I mean, I agree with you that obviously the first zombie that you see in the Romero flicks shows problem solving. I still think Bub's the smarter.
I'll agree with that. He's smarter, but he's not. Everybody thought it was a huge leap forward.
He's not the only smart one.
Right.
For sure.
There's plenty
for
of
sure.
smart ones out there. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Shoot their brains out before they learn to use them.
That's absolutely good insight tonight. We're going to be seeing a lot more of Zombie Squad here, apparently, and we're going to get interviews with them after they get turned, if they get turned, which I don't know what would make that status. If you're dead already, how do you make things deader than dead?
Actually, on the back of my shirt, it says, Zombie Squad, we make dead things deader.
Representing high on the ZS.
We bring evil things to death.
Cool. I like the dead things deader.
Yeah, that's our logo.
So Zombie Squad, represent zombiehunters.org, everybody.
Derek's on there.
I'm on there. So, hey, you lost an eye there.
Not quite.
No?
It's still there, but it don't work too good.
Hanging?
Yeah.
So you going to run tonight or shamble?
Shamble.
Yeah, there's a lot of shamblers tonight. It seems to be a trend.
Yeah.
I'm for that, actually.
Man, it's better, I think.
So brains or entrails?
Brains.
Everybody's into the brains. What's with the brains? You know, like.
That's what it is.
Takes the pain away.
Oh, that's what. I'd just be hungry. I mean, if you hadn't eaten all day or something, maybe that would work. But, you know, how do you know? You're like, huh, I don't, this arm ain't doing it for me.
Brains.
Uh-oh. Disgruntled employee zombie. You gonna run or shamble? grunt, apparently. Okay, this ambulance, they don't get a lot of grunting from the runners. Not as much as you'd think.
Hey!
Hey!
So you gonna run or shamble?
I'm gonna shamble. I have rigor mortis. I can't run.
Yeah, there aren't a whole lot of runners tonight.
No, we're all pretty stiff. I was prom queen 76, so my muscles are long gone.
So did you come out of the grave or did you get bitten?
I was bitten, but then I shambled off into the freezer in the cafeteria. And so I didn't actually come out until now, but I've remained pretty much intact except for the whole rigor mortis ordeal.
That's fortuitous, I would think.
Yes, thank goodness, because otherwise I would have just been bones shambling along. It wouldn't have worked.
So is it brains on the menu tonight or entrails?
Ooh, entrails sound good. Raw, entrails.
You're the first one to actually say that. Most people are all about the brains. I don't know, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. And plus, the entrails, you can just, like, suck them up like spaghetti, you know?
Yeah,
like,
there's a whole lot to choose from. You got arms and legs and feet and hands and things like that and neck bone.
And brains, really, they seem kind of mushy and kind of gross, whereas arms, they've got some muscle to them, something you can really chew on.
Yeah, and I guess it'd be, like, hard to get into a head. Like, you know, you'd have to crack it like a coconut.
That's a good point. I guess maybe if you went in through the back, like right here, or in through the soft spot. Yeah, maybe. Or temple.
The Bregman.
Some temple brain. I might be all right.
That would hurt like hell just before you died. Somebody nailing you on the head right in that soft spot.
Here, do you want to try?
No. No, I'm not getting bit tonight. I'm surviving. I'm just a little bit faster than everybody else,
so that's it.
You're gonna get attacked, son. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No, no.
Yes.
There's zombie squad guys here. We're hanging behind them, and we're going to let them get bit first. And then we're going to hide somewhere else.
Destructimundo is going to die tonight.
No.
And they're going to rise, and then they're going to die again.
I can't do a show like this. I had an interview with one guy, and that's all he did. It's going to make a lousy show. Every show will be, this week on Destructimundo. Well, so happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is the birthday party of our friends John, Lindy, and Mike, and...
I'm Lindy.
And quite a birthday party at that.
We're egomaniacs. Yeah.
I would definitely call you guys egomaniacs. After knowing you, yeah, I would say so.
We don't have a party
yet. 4 minutes.
Quite a turnout. Mike says that there's we're at the 4 minute warning. Apparently everybody's milling about as zombies tend to do. How are you gonna survive?
Fast.
Yeah, because everybody's shambling. They're in a big running crowd tonight. Apparently, it's class picture time.
What do you need? What do you need?
I'm running, man.
Oh, you're running? What?
Oh, I'm getting the hell out of here. There's zombies everywhere. Just in case you didn't notice. It's a prayer group. Well, there we go. The Illuminati showed up, apparently.
Well, yes, we did, actually. We control everything, as you may or may not know.
Even zombies.
I'm not even a real zombie.
That's not even right.
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know.
So what are you if you're not a real zombie?
I'm a Mason.
You're an actual Mason. What degree?
A black belt.
You're not a real Mason.
Shit.
You're probably like a Lions Club member, though. I can give you that.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, but not like, not a Mason. Mason's not even as cool as like the Shriners.
Well, that's what they like you to believe.
Well, they got the two-ended cars. The Shriners do, and they get to wear a fez.
Well, you know, you do what you do.
Very much.
I can't really speak much about it, you know.
No, not being the black belt Mason.
That's
if you touch me, so help me God. Brains?
Brains.
Yeah, I've got 90% shambler, so it's pretty easy to get away from people.
Can I hear you talk to me?
No, it's in mono.
Well, then what's this for?
Come on, man. You're making me edit more.
Oh, well.
Look at this bitch. He's getting eaten first. He's the slowest punk I know.
I'm going to get eaten real bad. Balls first.
No, they're all in the brains.
I don't care. I'm going to show them the brain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty.
You can
Yeah, Sean likes to show his balls to people.
I was going to zombie my balls up, and that's it. Just walk around,
around with green balls. Didn't Matt used to do that? That was a problem, though. I don't think
well,
it had to do.
For a while, but that was the first girl took home from the Mac bar. It was a mistake. So.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely get green bars taking girls home from the Mac. I'm hearing a lot of yelling, but it's not, please don't eat me.
Everybody at Qdoba is going to collectively shit their pants in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, they're not going to want to eat very much at Qdoba, I would imagine, either. But it could happen. Oh, you dressed up.
Hi.
Hi, are you? So, brains or entrails?
Brains.
Man, what's with the brains? I mean, nobody wants to eat the whole person anymore. They're just it's a dietary choice?
The brains take away the pain of being dead.
I don't know about that. I figured being alive would take away the pain of being dead. No, they don't. No, because I know right now that you'd never eat a head cheese sandwich if you were offered one in life.
Of course I would.
Well, if somebody paid me to eat it.
I love cheese.
How much would they have to pay you to eat it?
At this point in time, about $5.
$5 to eat brains. Real brains.
Real brains? Yeah.
For $5. Okay, well, we're going to bring real brains. Oh, you got a bucket of blood.
Yes.
Awesome. No, no thanks. Oh, I've had plenty. I had a steak earlier.
Taste it.
It really does taste
What's it taste like?
It tastes like a cherry Tootsie Roll.
I'll trust your judgment on that. No!
What's it taste like, Derek?
What's it taste like?
Doesn't taste like blood, that's for sure.
Well, of course it doesn't taste like blood. You get that look in your eye and want to start, like, you know, doing stuff.
It doesn't taste bad. It's sugary.
Sugary? There's a lot of sugar in blood. Blood sugar?
Yeah.
Blood sugar. Just before they turned into a zombie, they were eating a lot of those hard candies, apparently. Aha. Uh-huh. That's raining real good now. That's great. Oh, we're walking by the restaurant. There are people in the restaurant. They're,
I got fake blood taste in my mouth.
Did you say you have fake blood taste in your
mouth? Blood taste in my mouth.
Blood lingers.
It's good for the aftertaste.
It tastes much better than
How'd you manage to survive just standing here? Nobody tried to eat your brain.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, a miracle on Bardstown Road tonight. And zombies on bicycles.
In the woods. I live in the woods now.
So, zombies, they didn't even stop to, like, eat you or anything?
Nope.
Weak. They're all shambling, too, everybody. There's, like, one or two people said they were going to run tonight.
I like the little geisha zombie girl down there.
Oh, yeah, she's, like, the only one that really, really dressed up. And brought an umbrella because it's raining outside. That's got to do wonders for the makeup.
Yep.
What am I talking about? Makeup. How do you feel about your children turning into zombies there tonight?
It's better than some of the other things they could have turned into. Believe me.
So, like, it'd be better if they came to you and said, "Mom, I'm a zombie," rather than, "Mom, I'm pregnant with an alien, perhaps."
Or, "Mom, I'm pregnant." Yeah, exactly.
The apocalypse would have to go down in the rain. Following the zombies out there?
Yeah, we're still following them.
Careful there. So, what do you think of all the people walking around with blood all over their faces? They're a little taller than you, man. I don't think they can bend over and get you.
That's probably the right idea.
He thinks they're fake because no one's coming after his bite his head.
Yeah. And I heard that 90% of them are going after brains tonight. No entrails.
Then the real ones, I would shoot their heads off.
Are you getting coffee? Wuss. Derek took off with the umbrella. He wasn't going to share it. I know. So now you gotta shamble down the street. It sucks it's raining though, isn't it? It's a very cloudy night. So is it brains or entrails? What's your favorite color? I need the microphone. All right, I need that. How you doing tonight, sir? You're not looking so good. You got some blood on your face there. So is it brains? Brains are grunt once if it's brains, grunt twice if it's entrails.
It's pussy.
Pussy? We got zombies that know what's going on. Staying out of the rain and the path of zombies tonight?
Yes.
That's a good idea, actually. You won't get wet or get your brain eaten, apparently.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's the apocalypse. A lot of people haven't seen anything like this.
There was this one time in Honduras in, like, 86 when I saw something similar to this.
Really? What happened?
Zombies walked the streets. Terrible.
Real zombies?
I don't know. What is a real zombie?
I don't know. If you, if they're eating you, I guess you could tell them for sure. But
they didn't eat me because I'm here.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, thank you.
Have fun.
It's the zombies.
For what?
For what? They're zombies. It's the apocalypse. Get a what?
You know that Blue Boar buffet or whatever?
The Blue Boar?
Yeah.
Right.
I think that would be similar.
With a bunch of like old people standing in line getting their food and not moving very quickly.
It's unclear whether they're dead or alive.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you think maybe they're just like going to fade into it and then like they'll just start being zombies one day. They'll just be like, enough of these green beans. I'm just going to start on brains.
Exactly, yeah. The food is similar.
That's a good point. I never really thought about that, but that could be it. Nobody really dies. They just sort of fade into being a zombie. Nobody's stopping in for pizza tonight, apparently. They're all about brains.
I think they were actually barring the door.
They were looking inside. Can I get a pizza with brains or entrails, perhaps?
Uh-oh.
A little bit of guts.
Huh?
A gut pizza. Hey, buddy. No shirt, no shoes, no life, no service. They got about another 4 or 5 blocks in the pouring rain. Runner, running zombie. How you doing, man?
All right, how are you?
So were you going to shamble before it started raining or did you decide to do it after it did?
Oh, no, I had last minute customers at the store, so I got a late start.
So you decided to run because you were late.
Right. The rain just sucks.
Yeah. Green skin, gray. You made it all the way down here. How'd you get ahead of me? So what do you think? They're zombies, not the weak-ass undead like vampires.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they're not, like, you know, crying about being undead or anything. They're just looking
they're
for brains.
About it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm so weak, I can't live anymore. I gotta, you know, we gotta get staked or something.
Yeah.
No, they just gotta get their heads cut off.
Why do zombies use umbrellas?
Because they're weak. Oh, good umbrellas. They stole them from the living, maybe?
I did see a zombie in a thong.
Where?
Sexy that way.
Awesome, I'm down.
There was crotch rock going on.
Fire crotch zombies everywhere. It's going to turn out to be a nice evening. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're shambling, and then they're shambling. They're slacker shambling is what it is.
Yes. Yeah, it's wet.
Yeah, it's you don't want to run if you don't have good balance. Hey, what's up? No brains. Are you, hey, entrails or brains?
We have no brains here.
He likes silly sprays.
Okay.
There are no brains here. Mine are gone.
I'm acting like I've done a whole lot of drugs, which isn't going to eat.
For your children listeners out there, drugs are bad.
Yeah, they are.
Bad.
They're way too expensive to get into nowadays, kids. It's like back when you could afford drugs. Doubled?
Yeah.
How much does it ask to go for nowadays?
For like $10.
You sure there, Mr. Quick?
Well, this guy told me that he could get me a sheet for $500 or $600, which I thought was high priced. Expensive.
Well, I wonder what this is worth now that I got you on tape saying you bought a sheet of acid.
I didn't buy any acid. I'm not going to pay that kind of money for acid. What are you, crazy?
What are you nuts?
I bought nothing. I had it offered to me. That's all I'm saying.
I got zombies that won't even talk. I'm like, hey, so what are you doing?
Burr.
Yeah, or if they do that at all. It could be worse. I said that to somebody earlier. I was like, it could be the totally weak undead that they're like, I'm so sad. I'm undead. Zombies are pretty happy for a bunch of people wandering around really slow. They're not crying about being undead, much like vampires.
So where'd your partner Derek go?
Walking with the umbrella. He wouldn't share it. I had to stick the microphone underneath it, but he wouldn't put it over my head.
Or something like that, yeah.
It's mayhem in the streets now, folks. People are honking at zombies. There's the fire department is hanging out in front of the firehouse.
Did they try to help any of the wounded zombies?
I don't know. I'm going to go find out. Hi. I'm James with the Destructive Mundo Podcast. So as a trained emergency services personnel, are you guys prepared for the end of the world?
Who's the trained one? Oh, we're absolutely prepared for any zombie incidents we might have.
If they're just loose everywhere, you guys are ready to go?
We can handle it. We have anti-zombie equipment, the whole nine yards.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, I want to be a fireman. I want to be an EMS guy. You guys are totally ready. I know you guys got bandages. You're ready for all the blood that will ensue.
Well, we're just kind of concerned that some of the zombies might get struck by autos, and some of the autos might get hit by zombies.
Then there'll be total mayhem in the street.
There will be total mayhem.
Yeah, we're hoping that doesn't happen because we don't want that kind of apocalypse.
Not at all, not at all.
Because I don't think they're going to let anybody off work tomorrow for this.
Absolutely not. No, but we're here to take care of things if things get out of control.
I hope so. That's very reassuring. I feel better now. I feel much, much better now. So even if I get bitten, I'm going to feel good. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you. Have fun.
Thank you.
Shamblers, running a little late, but apparently. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Not that bad, huh? Okay. So is it brains on the menu tonight or entrails?
Huh?
Brains or entrails?
Brains.
What's everybody's deal with brains? I've been asking that question a lot. No, they're not. If I gave you, like, a head cheese sandwich, you would not eat it. I guarantee you.
I definitely would not eat it.
That's grandma food. You're eating grandma food.
Hi.
Hi. Dad don't say hi, they say brains, right? Or brains or entrails?
Since she said brains, I'm going to say entrails, yeah.
Okay, because you got a lot more to choose from. Yeah. You got like head or arm or leg. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could even eat the heart. That'd make you stronger.
Yeah.
It's a little tough, though.
Yeah, a little bit chewy.
Yeah, and I don't know what lungs taste like, but I bet they're not very good. I
haven't tried them.
No, but I bet good butt meat. You can't go wrong with good butt meat. Yeah. What you like in life, you like after death, right? Good. I like to hear a not whiny undead like vampires. Vampires are the worst.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, they just bitch about it all the time. We'll live forever.
Yeah.
Death to the undead. Go back to hell. Go back to hell.
Super Soakers. How you doing tonight?
Doing well.
Took care of the problem, did you?
Trying to.
Good deal.
Last bastion of human living civilians.
Goddamn mankind.
Right on. How you doing tonight?
Doing wonderfully. How are you?
It's still alive, I can see. Super Soakers versus the undead. How's it doing?
Seems to be very effective. Got them on the run. Not around us there anymore.
Yeah, they weren't about running. I've asked everybody earlier, and like 90% of zombies tonight have been all about the shambling,
yeah.
Which I'm totally down with because running's not my dig.
The zombie shuffle.
Yeah. There was one guy, though, and he was running because he was late.
To run.
No.
But some of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, those lying half-assed big bastards.
Exactly. Yeah. You get the run.
Well, I only think I'm dead. Look at me.
Sort of traipsing about rather than actually having trouble walking. Yeah, I don't guess dead would make you a better zombie.
Well, I mean, seriously, you see the way zombies walk, right? You do that really fast, what do you get?
Prancing. No, that's not something for the undead. No, that's way more vampire. Vampires are weak about being undead. You're going the wrong direction. Okay, we're coming up on the bar that everyone's in, apparently. A lot of people are walking the other way. What's with the other way? No, how'd you make him with a gun? He's got a gun. Well, one of them's got a sword. This isn't... Nod. It works better on the microphone. Brains or entrails?
Brains!
Oh, that's a big one.
Brains.
Why brains over entrails?
Brains good!
That's all we get. So beer not so good, though.
Beer brains!
Brains on beer.
Brains on beer.
Nice. Here they come. Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm dead.
Don't you mean undead?
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm a little stiff. How you been tonight?
Tired.
Scott Kirkpatrick, the undead, tired, not going to get a beer.
Many beers. Many beers.
Many beers. You're going to let other people drink and then eat their brains? Because that was that guy's idea.
Entrails.
Yeah. That's the way to go. Yeah.
some Russians. We're going to eat some Russians. With high vodka content in their
blood. There you go. Lithuanians work really well, too. They're drunk all the time. Yeah. They put Russians to shame.
Fucking Lithuanians.
They let their kids drink.
Yeah.
Like, beer's like a sports drink in Lithuania.
I take mine to the gym.
Oh, don't say things like that. That didn't come out right. Come here to do some damage.
Dang. Came here to tear them up. Tear them up.
Got to, you know, shoot them in the head, right?
Shoot them in the head. Blow their brains out.
Hey, you had the umbrella.
Yeah, I got separated. I got swept along in the crowd. I was just trying to move with them, not make any sudden movements.
That's a good idea.
Not, keep my hands close to my body, not wave them in anybody's face, you know. Trying to blend in.
That's a good way to go.
A couple of them came at me. I stunned them with the flash on the camera.
Never really thought about that. I should have brought a flash.
They got a little bit close. A
couple of people with squirt guns earlier. I got those guys on tape. They were the last survivors, apparently. Or at least they thought so, even though there were people driving down the street.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
And I got the EMS guys at the firehouse.
What did they have to say?
I asked them if they were prepared for the end of the world. They said, "We're very prepared. We have specialized tools to deal with zombies." I said, "Fuck yeah, man. That's got to be the best job ever." If they actually give you, well, they got bandages. I guess that's specialized enough.
Those Halligan tools, you can, you know, that hammer, axe, crowbar, all in one. Have you ever seen those things?
Yeah, that's like the great axe tool that they have.
All in one emergency fire and rescue tool. It's like a giant crowbar.
It's like a pick bar with an axe and a Maddox on one side, right?
Yeah, it's all like high tensile strength steel. Those things are awesome.
It's very, very cool.
I bet they got plenty of those in the firehouse there.
So any other members of the zombie squad?
No, just the one guy. I don't know. Yeah, it's the only one I've seen.
Any other people show up tonight to help out?
There was one guy, but he looked like he got before he even got here. So.
It
happens. I got mauled pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah.
So how's it feel to be undead?
It's different. You know, the beer goes right through you. You know, you don't feel a hangover anymore. You know, it's great if you can attack somebody who's already drunk. That way you get it. You don't have to pay for it.
Beer brain.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's like beer battered fish, only not battered and not fish.
Make sure it's a light beer.
Yeah.
It's the other white meat.
The light beer?
No, the brain.
Oh, brains. It's the gray meat, isn't it?
Okay, you have a point. It is the gray matter.
No, actually, it is rather white.
But I think when you cook it, it'll be more white. It'll whiten up.
It'll be that ashy gray white.
Kind of like scrambled eggs, but lighter.
Brains are
but not yellow.
You know, brains seem kind of pink, but that's mostly
Yeah, yellow would be disgusting.
Yeah,
actual,
I mean,
the actual brain matter is, from what I've seen, it's fairly whitish.
See, I'm all about the butt. So, like,
the butt?
You want to eat zombie butt?
That's like the pork, dude. I mean, that's where the ham lives.
If you were a zombie, you'd be eating butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
You look dead.
I did have a zombie said he was going to eat pussy, though.
Right on.
Munching.
Well, that's like no change.
After death, I know. But, I mean, you get a chance to, like, you know, totally death. Go after it, right?
I guess, yeah. There's no need to even be remotely civil.
No. You don't even have to ask.
Yeah, you don't even have to ask. You don't have to worry about how much she's liking it, I guess.
No, not at all. I mean,
you're just in there.
Right, I mean, you have your choice of body parts with the...
you're in there for keeps, I guess.
Right.
Over. You don't worry if she gets her cookie or not.
She gets her cookie?
Yeah.
Never quite heard it put that way. But
you know, it's a sex is like Chinese food. It's not over till you both get your cookie.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
So is there a difference between Asian zombies and, like, you know.
Like the Japanese zombies?
Yeah, I mean, would it be like a leaner meat?
I don't know.
Not the sumos.
I mean, if you were actually.
You'd be hungry in 30 minutes.
Oh, you mean if you were a zombie and you were eating people?
Right.
Yes, you can't
I got
off
zombie
on.
Red wings.
Sean, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. We were saying, I talked to a zombie earlier and said, I said, what would you eat, brains or entrails? And he went, pussy.
I agree. There's no, well, I don't know. It depends on the pussy. I'm sure there's some zombie pussy out there that's better than some live pussy out there.
The discerning zombie chooses pussy.
Montana, the bulldog eating mayonnaise.
Oh, that's not right
and
at
my
all.
My favorite, the bird's nest full of rotted meat.
Where all the babies die, it's just all beak left.
Yeah. Oh, too far.
Oh, that was too far.
Someone had to take it over the line.
I'm wondering if I've made it this far, should I try to get a beer? How backed up at the bar full of zombies is it? Everybody decided they're going to drink tonight. Hey, you made it. You lived.
I get stage fright when there's microphones in front of me.
Nobody can see you. It's a microphone.
I didn't know, and I didn't have to kill anybody, so it's a good night.
Didn't have to pull out your AK? It's a good day?
Not yet. Who knows? A little alcohol in the zombies, you never know.
Beer Brains is on the menu, apparently. Everybody's about that tonight. Let's go get a beer. Let's talk to the bartenders. They love this sort of stuff. And everybody's at the bar. What are you gonna do, huh? Nothing.
Are you for real recording, or are you just like walking around like that?
I'm really recording.
Are you really? Brains.
Brains.
Brains. Brains. Brains.
So no, like if you like, no fingers or anything like that.
Brains.
Now, how are you gonna get through the head? I mean, it's got like cracking a coconut.
Brains.
Just get a rock. All I know is, like, you bite into a head, it's got to fuck your teeth up.
You got to rip your lower jaw and go in from the bottom.
Yeah, you go in from, like, right here.
Oh, you rip off the jaw and then go up from underneath?
And you bend their head back, and then you just go in from, like, right below the chin.
That's nasty.
Zombies don't care, man. They're after one thing. And they'll do anything they have to get it.
Because it's tasty.
Open, you can probably dig it out with your hands.
Well, what if it like... What if you're an enterprising zombie and like maybe put a bun on, you know, the brain? Maybe a piece of lettuce.
Like thinking outside the bun kind of thing?
A little bit of sprouts, some mayonnaise.
Brains.
All by their lonesome, no sides. You get two sides with brains.
Brains and brains.
More brains, double up on the brains. See, I'm like that too. It's like whenever I get a platter at Steak and Shake, I always get double fries. And they just look at me. I'm like, what, nobody else gets double fries? So you're all about double brains. That's good. That's good. It's all about the brains this evening. Beer and brains even. Oh, let me get over it. I'm dancing. It's like Thriller. Thriller's not gay. Michael Jackson is all about... No, yeah, you're right. What's up, Magnum? Where's your mustache? Dude, it looks so really...
I know. It fell off because of the rain. The spirit gum came off.
That was a mighty mustache, too.
I hate my mustache.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. Apparently, like, it's going to be difficult to get through a head. Like, you know, it's like a coconut.
Yeah, I mean, like, but you have to understand that zombies have enhanced strength. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you get something super strong, you're cracking a coconut, he's going to do it pretty easy.
Like, enhanced strength, yet really slow.
Right. I mean, you know, they can pack a punch, but, you know, they just can't walk too fast.
Yeah, all your, like, faculties are now, like, aimed towards eating.
Exactly. I mean, basically, you know, it's just like, it's a pack mentality, you know, and you don't have to go fast. You just have to have so many of them, you know.
That's much like me, actually, but I'm more about Twinkies.
Well, yeah, and cold beers.
That's nature's perfect food, well, Twinkies and beers.
I don't know if it's nature's perfect food. I think the flesh of the innocent is nature's perfect food.
The flesh of the innocent?
Yeah, that's nature's perfect food. Twinkies, unfortunately, the flesh of the innocent doesn't last as long as Twinkies, so, you know, you run into a problem, but yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you said the flesh of the innocent and then a Twinkie right next to each other, and it's kind of like that stop motion photography or whatever. It's not a pretty picture, you know.
The Twinkie will way outlast it. Plus, I mean, every time you eat one, you can just go, normal amount of psychokinetic energy.
Oh yeah, for sure. And actually, I believe they have a lot of riboflavin, which helps it time travel. You need riboflavin to time travel.
Sweet.
So they help in time travel as well.
Riboflavin apparently assists one in time traveling.
With cramps? You don't get time cramps?
Time cramps.
Exactly. It's kind of like decompression, except it's time. I mean, basically you're compressing time when you travel in it, and, you know, like you have to take stuff for decompression. So it's riboflavin.
Riboflavin levels help with time cramps?
That's deep.
I didn't know that. I was just guessing.
I didn't know before I turned.
Oh, you got enlightened after death. That kind of sucks.
Right. Well, yeah, it does. But I can time travel like a motherfucker, but need to time travel before I got eaten. Because I haven't gotten laid since I turned. It sucked.
Yeah, I guess, you know, getting a little stiff doesn't mean getting a little stiff.
All right, I'm going to go drink more blood.
Oh, yeah. Hey, get me a blood while you're at it.
Yeah, it tasted like cherry, kind of, like fake cherry liquid. Like a melted sucker, basically.
What if she was a hippie zombie and now you're going to start weirding out?
Dosed me?
Did it taste like patchouli?
Dude, dosing's such a thing of the past. Nobody can afford to do that anymore.
You can't mix up a bucket of anything now.
You're like, fuck you, get your own drug.
I bet zombie hippies smell even worse than death.
What is that, death or patchouli? I can't tell. Either way, I got to get the hell out of here.
It probably smells better. I'm like, yeah, roadkill is better than...
I would hope. God knows they're a little cleaner in general.
And the rancid BO, subtly masked by a gallon of patchouli.
That's gnarly. Nobody wants that. What are the undead drinking tonight?
Miller High Life.
They suck. I can't even get up to the bar. It's so thick with zombies.
I got a pistol. We can just take some headshots and get our way up there.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm waiting for.
I can go get my... Well, no, we should go steal a car and drive it through the front of the bar.
That would be awesome. That light on fire, by
the way. Because I'm not going to use my car.
That sounds like a plan with a capital P.
My car weighs about 3 pounds. I might make it through the window.
They don't make good enough cars to go through buildings anymore. Everybody's the crunch zone, the 5-mile-an-hour bumpers.
We can't come from straight across the street, so we'll have to come down speed, shoot across the intersection, and come right through there.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of, you know, on the fly.
This off the top of your head?
Yeah, but the perfect angle to miss the curb, or to miss that curb.
Speed's downhill.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I just got to time the intersection, right? We'll come right through the front of the bar.
Right.
Take out 2/3 of the crowd.
The Monster Mash? Dude, I have no idea who sang the Monster Mash.
Yes, no, because I was a huge Dr. Demento fan, so I should know this.
And Funny Bone Favorites. I was all about the Funny Bone Favorites. My Ding-a-Ling, that was my favorite song when I was growing up.
Man, we were singing Boot to the Head at work the other day.
Boot to the Head.
I hadn't thought about it. This girl started singing Boot to the Head. I was like, wait a minute. you don't know that song. And then we started talking about Dr. Demento. She's like, you know Dr. Demento? And I was like, man, every Sunday, like, what was it, like 12 midnight or 12:30 on the radio?
Dr. Demento.
Me and Ted used to get in trouble for listening to our Walkmans and listening to it and laughing. Our parents would come in like, what? You all need to turn those things off.
Stop listening to Dr. Demento.
What's wrong, so wrong with that?
Turn off the radio and stop touching yourselves.
Hey. Nothing wrong with
that. Or stop touching yourselves and turn off the radio.
Stop touching each other.
Each other.
I didn't say that.
Ted's not here to defend himself.
That's the only reason I said it.
What do you do? He probably didn't know you were asleep. He was asleep. Was he asleep?
Well, he was he was a very deep sleeper.
He's just pretending to sleep. He secretly enjoyed it.
Why he grinned while he slept. It was always a big grin on his face.
He grins when he's killing people, too. It's the weirdest thing. When he's shooting folks, he gets a big grin on his face. That's so awesome. There's about to be a whole lot of noise. So, you're selling merchandise to the end of the world.
Well, of course, everyone has to make a profit off of death and destruction. I mean, look at the 9/11 movie. Look at, there's money to be made anywhere. And
in the misery of others?
Of course. I mean, I feel bad for the people who don't realize that this is a niche market, and no one really exploits it enough. And, yeah, so I only have T-shirts. I think I'm going to come out with some bumper stickers and possibly some caps, you know, things like that for the future, because this is really a good way to make money.
Actually, there's a couple of things.
True, and then we'd have more customers to actually buy the shirts, because zombies really aren't productive members of society. They don't have jobs. So we're not really looking for them. We're looking for the survivors. It's kind of a how-to guide of what best places to fight people are, though, for the choice meats, but they're not actually death shots.
Yeah, you're right about not a whole lot of the employed here tonight.
Yeah, well, death, you know, and death or life. But, you know, you just have to find your niche, and mine is making money in death and destruction. And, you know, I'm hoping to go to Hollywood pretty soon and make a movie about all the tragedies happening today and make millions of dollars. It's, like, really what I feel drawn doing.
Tragedy's big with the movies. They love that stuff. People eat that up.
Oh, no, I work in the production industry. I don't have a brain. I'm sorry. See?
Marketing. She knows better.
Yeah. Exactly. People in my line of business don't have to worry about being eaten because, of course, we have no brains or souls, so you can't really be undead if you don't have a soul.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never really thought about it that way. Souls are for the weak. Yeah.
You don't really have to worry about an afterlife because, you know, you've already sold your soul. You're already going to hell, so, you know.
Hey, that's a good deal. You make a deal with Satan, you get bit, you're dead. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And then if you're undead, I mean, like, one last hour you have to spend in hell, I guess.
You had bug crawling on you there. I think there's a lot of bugs going around.
Well, that generally happens around death and the, you know, reanimation of corpses. You got worms and flies all over the damn place.
They're playing pinochle on the snouts tonight, I think, a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks. Cool. I got a shirt of the apocalypse. Band's about to start playing. Hold on. Somebody else is with a microphone. What's with the microphone?
What's up with the microphone? I'm an independent producer reporter in Louisville and found out about this story 6 or 8 months ago and sort of been keeping up with it ever since. You know, decided to come out, just, you know, meet some people and get the event.
So do we have to duel or anything?
We could microphone duel, I guess.
Right about here, I accidentally hit the stop button on the recorder, so this is the end of the show. Music starts up not too long from here, and Derek and I escaped by knocking the reporter we were talking to in the head with the microphone and throwing him to the zombies. So we ran out the door and escaped with our lives. I want to wish a happy birthday to Mike, Lindy, and John, whose birthday it was during the Louisville zombie attack, and they're the people who set this up. So from Destructomundo, good night.
You, drag that out of here and throw it on the fire.
Nothing down here.
All right, go ahead down and give him a hand. Let's go check out the house.
There's something there. I heard a noise.
All right, Vince, hit him in the head, right between the eyes. Good shot. Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
Come on, quickly.